Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. Today we're going to do an SEO teardown on a high-ticket dropshipping website from a member in our course. If you are listening to this on the free feed, come join us. This stuff is on the Patreon typically. We're giving you a free glimpse here of what you can find on patreon.com/dropshippodcast or in our YouTube membership. YouTube is probably where I'd push you to see more video. Perhaps that's where you're watching this already. You can find it in our profile. You can join. Again, it's $5 per episode. We put out one per week. We do a lot of stuff behind the scenes like these teardowns. Partner updates, some of the stuff that we're doing in our own businesses, and much, much more. And we have unique interviews back there. And so you can get the whole back catalog for free if you sign up. We'd love to have you over there. But without further ado, let's dive into an SEO teardown today.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Now, with that said, I was going to do, and I'm going to do, a website in Australia, and I tried to record this with the VPN on so that we could do this, and this platform, Riverside, is what we're using to record this. They were not happy with the VPN, so I'm going to have to do it from the U.S. side. I think we'll still get pretty good data. Okay, so this is the website we're going to look at today, compactco.com.au. Again, if you are in the free feed, go to YouTube to watch this. If you're on Patreon, you might want to sign up for the YouTube membership to watch this or go into Patreon itself so you can actually see the video here rather than listen to this on a podcast, as this will be a little more interactive. So compactco.com.au is the website. And so you can see that this is the Grow 5 technical SEO section. You've heard me talk about all of this stuff on many different podcasts. And this is literally what I'm going to walk through first of all. Now, I think this site has all of these things done, which is why I'm showing you this from inside of our course. But if this isn't done on your business, this is the type of thing that can really boost what you're trying to do on SEO. This is the first step. You have to get this stuff cleared up so you're giving a clear view to Google. And then from there, you can work on your keyword research, which we'll talk a bit about today. And then links are on the backside of that. But this is the first step. And so in our course in Dropship Breakthrough, if you're a member, you know this. If you're not a member, we give you a licensed copy of the Superstore theme, and then we teach you everything on that. So you can see inside of this module, we give you an intro to technical SEO, and then we remove within collection, we add custom breadcrumbs, we add a custom vendor link, we add a human readable sitemap, we mark pages as no indexed. Which pages should you no index? We add correct canonical tags, we remove rogue and duplicate H tags, we lazy load YouTube videos, as well as remove blog pagination. Now I'm going to hop back to CompactCo, and I'm literally going to walk through these one by one, but I wanted to give you a glimpse, if you're not inside of our course, what that looks like. And if you are inside of our course and you don't have this done, go to this module and get this stuff done. So if we go back here to the CompactCo website and we just take a look around, have we removed within collections? The first thing I'm going to do. So I'm just going to go to a collection. I'm going to hover over a product, and you can see, hopefully in your window, you can see that as well. As I hover over a product, the URL does go to /products. We can go right to it, /products. It does not go within collection. Easy peasy. Looks like the code's been removed. Next up is adding custom breadcrumbs. Again, we can look at this site and see in the upper left there, folding kayaks. So that is a custom breadcrumb. And what I like to do is mix up the custom breadcrumb and the custom vendor link that we talk about next, which is here is a perfect backlink going back to a generic collection that we're trying to rank for. And this is going back to the brand. So out of the box, this link right here actually goes to a vendor link. It doesn't go to the brand. And so we've set up a way inside of our course for you to work through how to get this to go back to the brand collection. And what we're doing by putting this link here, by choosing the breadcrumb, which again is a module in our course where you actually go in there and choose the breadcrumb you want to show up here. And when you remove within collection, it's going to just sort alphabetical and give you the most likely alphabetical one. And obviously you want to choose yours, right? So we're getting a backlink to folding kayaks, and we're getting a backlink from Oru Kayak. And now if I go to Google and I type in HubSpot cluster content, I think this is the greatest visual of this that I can give you. So if I go to images for this, this has been around a long, long time from HubSpot. I can't tell you when they put this article up, it's been around a while. And so if you think of your website like this cluster here, you're going to want to have buckets like this, right? So somebody can come into this bucket or this bucket or this bucket and so on and so forth. An e-commerce website is kind of set up to win just like this already. So whether you have a brand or whether you have some of the longer tail keywords that we'll look for in collections here in the rest of this video, you're going to have these little clusters. So imagine this orange ball was a cluster, and I'm just going to zip back, make sure I'm showing you the right screen here. Okay. Or this magenta, I'm going to call it magenta, pink is another brand here. Underneath the brands, you're going to have products, right? So if we go to Oru Kayak, look at all these products that if we went and searched Oru Kayak, you're going to see the Lake Plus, the Inlet, the LT. You're going to see some of these as supporting keywords for the brand. And so naturally, if you were building out an article or a collection and you wanted articles around it that all point back to that collection, products work the exact same way. And so again, if I show you this, if this is our Oru collection and these are the products, now they are pointing back. They're sending a backlink back to this main page, again, showing relevance. Now, what I like to do is if this is the folding kayaks and it has similar products, now we're kind of interlinking all of them and we're having an opportunity to support multiple clusters by doing these two things. All right. So next up on here is human readable sitemap. So this is some custom code that Leighton Taylor, shout out to Leighton Taylor from envision.io, created for us. And it looks like that is done. So this is it. We create this human readable sitemap. There's not much to do here, but we do teach you how to get your pages in here if necessary. Again, if these are no index, you don't really need them in here. And we show you a way to pull in your blogs. So these are all automatically updated. Again, there's the only point to this is to create this page, put it in your footer, index it, make sure Google knows about it, and that's it. You're done. Make sure this stays updated. Make sure this stays updated, which is done via a menu in the back end. And this is some code that you put in that we walk you through. And the point of this is Google's asking for this. So we have our sitemap that we normally put into Search Console, which if you don't have that done, do that. Go to Search Console, click sitemaps, and put in compactcode.com.au/sitemap.xml. And that is a sitemap that Shopify has created for you that you want to put into Search Console. But Google's also asking for this one, so we go ahead and create it. Very simple. Again, instructions are inside of the Dropship Breakthrough course, and it is very easy to do. All right, so next up is no indexing some pages. Again, so if I go down to these pages here, I would assume shipping is no indexed, or it should be no indexed, right? And so we can view page source. We can hit Command F, no index. Look at that. He has no indexed this page, and I'm going to guess just by seeing that everything is done on this site that this is no index, this is no index, this is no index, this is no index. Again, if these are going, okay, so these are pages. Again, there is a, and I'll show you this right up. So you have /pages/privacy policy, which is a page that you created. And then there is /policies. And this is the one Shopify created, which is automatically no index. So if you use this one, it's automatically no index. If you created your own page, make sure you no index it. And again, I think all of these are probably no indexed. Sometimes you might want to think about your About Us page. If it is a great page, a great photo, it really hits on what you're trying to do here. What I want you to think through on no indexing is like, does the page need to exist? Yes. Does it need to be searchable? That's the question, right? So does somebody go to google.com.au and search CompactCo About Us page? Probably not. Probably not your privacy, your terms, or shipping, or any of that stuff. And it'll likely show up underneath your brand name anyway. But what you can do is get backlinks here. And so if you look at this page, and I'll show you a good example of that. So I previously owned ParamountPetHealth.com. I sold it recently. And our About Us page was written by Leanna Patch from PunchlineCopy.com. She was a partner in the business. This page ended up getting us backlinks because she did such a good job with, you know, some of these cute GIFs that are on here. And I think that if you are willing, and there's my cute cat there. I love that he's still on the website. He's the reason this business exists. Rest in peace, Leo. If you believe that your page could get backlinks like this page did, then I would leave this indexed and try to get backlinks. And so where we got backlinks on this page was people were featuring us as, you know, best e-commerce About Us pages. And they would feature us and then send us a backlink. And so if you think you're going to get some backlinks here, cool, leave this index. Outside of SEO, buddy, you did a really good job here. Honestly, this is a really nice looking page. So congratulations on that. And then the other one would be giving back. Perhaps if you give back, and this is something that people are looking for, if they're looking for a business to buy from that gives back, perhaps this is worth indexing. But all in all, probably, you know, the majority of these should be no indexed, and you did a great job. All right, next up on the list in our course, is adding correct canonical tags. So I can't really verify that that's in there, but I'm assuming if they did the rest of the course, that is in there. All that does is tell us that page 2, page 3, page 4 of a collection is the same as page 1, that the within collection that we removed is the same as not within collection that we get that we are now featuring. So just a little bit of code to put in your theme.liquid, and of course we give that to you in the Dropship Breakthrough course. Next up is H tags. So I actually had a look at this before I hopped on here to get an idea of what you're doing. And what I find interesting about this theme is that your H1 is your logo. And so you don't really have an H1. I mean, you do, but you don't. And then your H2 is this compact gear for a good life. So what we've been doing on our sites is custom coding to make this plain text and to make this the H1, and then we can go after the main mega keyword of your business. So, you know, Pellet Grill Pros is a site that John and I own together that we show you in the course that we, you know, we do all our training on. To rank for Pellet Grills is really hard, but the only hope for that on that site would be the homepage. And so we would probably put, you know, shop Pellet Grills or something like that, just so that we H1 the word Pellet Grills on this homepage where all of your links are coming. So you sell a lot of different stuff, kayak boating, portable power. I'm not sure what that mega keyword is for you on your homepage, but I would think about that. And that appears to be your only H tags on this page. So you don't have any of the rogue ones. Looks like you went through here, but I would say perhaps there's room for another one. I think it's really cool that this is not, or any of these that look like they could be H tags are apparently not H tags according to SEO Minion, who could be wrong, of course, but I'm pretty happy with that. And so, like, if you're watching this and you've never done this before, you know, go get Keywords Everywhere SEO Minion and then just hit that button on any page. And we could do it on a collection page. We could do it on a product page too. Let's go to folding kayaks here. What do we got? We got folding kayaks as the H1. Cool. I'm not sure why this isn't a headline. It sure looks like a headline. Let's see if it's still in here. All folding kayaks for sale is an H3. I have no idea where this H2 is. Where is this? It jumped me to the top. I don't know if this is like a hidden, some hidden words here, or I'm just blind. Why choose a collapsible kayak? Where, I'm not sure where any of these are. Is that down here? I genuinely don't know where some of these headings are. If you're watching this on video, you're either wondering just like me where the hell all of these are, or screaming at your screen that BK should be seeing this. All around best folding kayak. Yeah, again, it keeps jumping up here, but I'm not really sure. I have no idea where this is being pulled from, if I'm honest with you. So I would look into some of these headlines, as well as you have a blank H3 here. You've got a bunch of keywords here that I don't think should be here. Very interesting. I'm not really seeing where some of this stuff is unless it's like hiding inside of here. So that's what I mean by rogue H tags. You can probably find this on your homepage, on your collection pages, on your product pages, on really any page. Themes are not, they're not built with SEO in mind sometimes. And I would say the majority, if not all, of Shopify themes have something wrong with them. And so we've identified what's wrong with Superstore. We try to teach it in the course. But I would definitely take a fine tooth comb to your site if you've never done this before and see if you can remove some of these H tags and, get yourself in a better position in Google's eyes. All right. So next up would be lazy loading YouTube videos. I can't really look into that unless I know where a YouTube video is on your site. And then finally is paginating blogs, which I don't think you have enough blogs either. All right. So let's start talking. What are we doing here, right? So this is what Ahrefs is saying about your site, right? You have a low DR, 268 backlinks, 17 referring domains, and you're ranking for 447 keywords. You do get 60 traffic. And if you look at this little graph, you're going the right direction. I want to be really, really clear that for those of you in Australia that are watching this, the game that you get to play over there is so much easier than the game we play in the US. And I feel the same way about UK. And it really, that's the two other countries that I've played in quite a bit. If you guys can simply, guys and gals, can simply do what we teach inside of Dropship Breakthrough, you're going to rank in Australia and you're going to rank in the UK. Now, you're going to rank in the US too. However, you do have to play a little bit of a different game there to build up authority in the US just because there's more players. There's just more companies chasing the same amount of keywords, right? So supply and demand. It's going to be harder to get there. Whereas in Australia and in the UK, depending on the industry, but for most industries, there's just not the level of competition. One, and there's not the level of sophistication to when it comes to these industries. So I think if you could take some of my advice here, you're going to really jump some rankings here that should put you in a good spot, right? So it looks like your number one traffic is this blog, lightweight kayaks for seniors. Australia, which is a super interesting keyword to me. I actually, when I saw this on your site, I started laughing a little bit. That's funny that this is an actual keyword. Makes sense. I would have never guessed it. You also have inflatable pontoons, ranks for blow-up pontoon. Again, you're not getting a whole lot of traffic here, according to Ahrefs. I do probably believe you're probably getting a little bit more than this. But we have to like look around and just say, what should I be ranking for, and am I ranking for it? All right, so let's jump back to your window here. I want to start right on your site. So the biggest thing that I see out of the gates is most people get their keywords wrong. So let's just start with, we're in folding kayaks. I'm going to click on the very first one. So Oru Kayak Haven TT in white. Again, I'm not VPNing, so I'm not going to get the best data here. I'll do my best. Let's just search it and see what comes up. So it appears Oru Kayak Haven TT, which is what we have front loaded here in white, is the keyword we should be going after. We also have the review keyword, which if you're doing what we teach in the course, perfect. It's pulling your product title and reviews. If you're watching this and you're not doing this, most platforms allow you to pull in your product title here instead of customer reviews. Just an easy win, as you can see in this keyword right here. There's 10 volume for that. We want to rank for that. Too many of you outside of our course, or even in our course, are writing a page for this, and Google doesn't want that. Almost exclusively, there are very few cases where I've seen this where they actually want a review for a product on a different page. It does happen. They are usually in these mega industries, and so the easiest thing you can do is change your HTML. Again, this is in the Dropship Breakthrough course, but if you have a product page called this and a review article called this, you're just fighting each other, and it's not worth it. Okay, so what I'm looking at here, and I wish there was a little bit more volume for me to give you a little bit of data, but what I usually see is people tend to get this wrong. And the reason they get it wrong is they simply take what their manufacturer gave them and they make that their title. Now, that is a good start. And a percentage of the time, that will be exactly right. But you need to go to Google. Just go to Google and search this stuff. Oru Kayak Haven TT. I bet if we take out the kayak... So there's the Oru Haven TT, which is also has 10 volume. So this is probably should be an H tag on your site. Let's see if you did that. So Oru Tandem, I'm going to guess. Okay, Tandem. I thought that was perhaps a name. I'm probably going with this Oru Haven TT, and I'm trying to put it in here. Yeah, I'm probably just going to shove it right here. Often I see what people do is just they'll either repeat the title or they will just put a phrase here. And really what you want to do is make sure that you are drawing people in with your headlines. So enhance your outdoor experience with the Haven TT. I love it. Okay. I might say rather than enhance your outdoor experience, something like, you know, kind of build for your adventures with your mates, something around that. Like the benefit here is you're with somebody in a... You know, whatever else the benefits are of this, that is, you know, probably convertible, holds a lot of weight, lightweight and portable. So there's two of you, but only one of you is needed to carry this or something like that is where I'm going after this stuff. When I look at this, I think you're doing this right. I don't know about the in white part, but I think you're doing it right. And again, I think too many people are copying what their manufacturer wrote and not doing any research. So simply just grab that title and go search it in Google. Does it say zero volume? That's probably a sign that you're not quite on the keyword, and just go search variations of it until you can find something that has the volume. You'll likely find a few things with volume. In our course, I show you a very heavily trafficked product, which allowed me to find 10 different keywords for the same product. Now you might only have one, but you got to go find that one. And if it's just an absolutely unknown brand, it's just going to have zero volume, and you're just going to have to name it what the manufacturer did, but you got to get these right. This is where I think people don't get these right. Go find your bucket of keywords for this. Make sure they're sprinkled in the images. If I inspect this, am I going to see what I want to see here? Oru Haven kayak tandem paddling through trees. Yeah, maybe. Is Oru Haven kayak tandem? Is that like a word? Oru Haven, let's see, tandem. So there's no volume, but it did populate the search term. So Oru Haven tandem kayak. Cool. If that's a keyword, then I love that you're going after it, although you're kind of inverting it here. Kayak tandem. Are you doing the same thing on this one? The file name is Oru Kayak Haven TT tandem kayak with dog. Yeah. Okay, cool. Perfect. Right. I actually think you're doing a pretty good job here on these file names. Alt tag. Same. Love it. If you can find your bundle of keywords, so for all of you watching, if you can find your bundle of keywords, make sure you get your H1, your H2s, your H3s right. This is perhaps a manual. I'm not sure. Usually there's a manual keyword on some of this stuff. If you can just get that right, and then, you know, sprinkle it in your headlines, in your image file names, in your alt tags, all that good stuff. That is the basis for a winning strategy. Then I move on to collections, right? And so we have folding kayaks. So what should we do with folding kayaks? Folding kayaks, 33,000 searches a month. Now, again, I'm not in Australia. I'm sure there's far less in Australia. Let's refresh this and try to get Australian keywords everywhere on the right-hand side. So foldable kayak is 720 in Australia. Here are four keywords that you can see are the same in Google's eyes. Foldable kayak, folding kayak, folding kayaks, foldable kayaks. And so when I'm going after this page, H1, and then you have folding kayaks for sale. Now, this isn't a bad strategy. You can do this. I actually think for sale is an underrated tactic in e-commerce. However, here's all the keywords I was looking for before. I did not see this. This all jumped out. I would get rid of all of this. That is just me telling you what Google wants nowadays, which is they want short and sweet. I don't like this giant quiz right here because, again, it takes a while. If I refresh and that goes away, you're still taking this long to get to products. I would like your page to look like this right here, as you see right now. I want to see the top four products when someone lands on the site on a desktop, ideally on their mobile phone. They don't have to scroll that far. Again, people just don't have attention spans and Google wants you to shop. Foldable kayaks. And then I'm probably writing 150 words right here. If you can make this smaller, cool. I'm probably writing 150 words. And I'm going to make sure I include my bucket of keywords, right? Folding kayaks. I'm not saying Oru, that's a brand. I could mention that I carry that brand, but I'm looking for the keywords that make sense. So on your page, you shoved in best folding kayaks. If I remember right, it's in here somewhere. Right now, I'm seeing about 50% of the time, kayak or folding kayaks and then best folding kayaks are indeed on the same page. And the other 50% of the time, they want them separated. Now, this used to be completely separate. In fact, I used to teach it that way, where I would say, make this collection, folding kayaks, and then immediately go create seven best folding kayaks of 2025 because Google wanted both. That has changed, and you're going to have to go search some of these. Again, I'm not in Australia. I can't give you accurate data, but go search them. If you go search this term, does it give you the same results that you're getting here on collection pages, right? That's the question I would ask myself. I do see a best, you know, shoved in here. But again, I'm getting American results. I can't really show you Australian results without VPNing, and that breaks the video platform that I'm on. So I apologize. Okay. So I would take folding kayaks. Again, I come down here to this SERP keywords. I would pick one of these as my H2, and I would say a nice little phrase there to get them shopping. I would get the rest of these into the 150 words, and then I would go look around. Is portable kayaks, is that the same thing? Does Google have the same results for portable kayak and foldable kayaks? You know, you have to decide that, right? Collapsible kayak, is that the same thing as folding? Is that something that you just use as a supporting keyword, or does it deserve its own page? And again, to solve for that, you simply go to Google and search both and compare results. Do you roughly have the same 10 on both? It's probably the same keyword. Sometimes you'll have very unclear data, and then you just got to guess. I like to guess separating them to find out. And then worst case, I just, you know, combine them and put them on the same page. That's what you have to look into. And you're going to have to go find these supporting keywords, which, you know, folding, are these fishing kayaks? If so, folding fishing kayaks perhaps is something you want to say in there. And then the last thing that I'm doing on this, once I find my bucket of keywords, again, right? H1, 150 characters with my bucket of keywords, H2 as a phrase, and then I'm letting people shop. And the other research I'm doing on a page like this is I'm looking for questions. So here we go. So are folding kayaks stable? Can you write a whole article on this, or should this be below the carousel on that page to help someone shop on that page? That's the question you need to ask yourself. So as you look through all of these, ask yourself, does this belong on that page? So your Oru page, perhaps this belongs on the Oru kayaks collection page. And if it does, it should go below the carousel. You know, it might take a meta field or some custom coding or an app, God forbid. I'm not a big app guy, but you're going to need something to get it below the carousel. And then you have to ask yourself, like, again, does this belong on this page, or should I go write an article that says, are Oru kayaks tippy? I'm going to guess, you know, it probably needs to go on that collection page, or an easy win when you start doing brands. The same way we found a review keyword for the products, you're going to find a review keyword for the brands. And like, that's one of the easiest supporting pages you could ever do is Oru kayak reviews. Write 500 words on like what you think of Oru kayaks, what your company thinks of it, and then don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have to say. Have your review app, which some can do this, some can't, pull in only reviews from Oru, which will continue to update that page as more reviews come in, thus making it a self-updating page, if you will, and the juice back to the main collection will be a pretty easy win there. But you have to ask yourself, does this belong on the collection page? Does this belong on that review page, which this is Insider Review? Or does it deserve its own article, which again would be part of this cluster? So if you had Oru Kayaks and then our Oru Kayaks Tippy might be an article you have that links back to here. And get back here. Same with Foldable. Our Folding Kayak Stable, is that a keyword you should write about? Perhaps. And if so, that will be part of your cluster. Another way to find more of these clusters, which is kind of my next step here, is to go put Folding Kayaks in to answer the public. If you can sort by Australia on there, which I think you can, you're going to get all the questions. If you search this in google.com, I am in .au, so I don't know if I'm getting the right results or not here, but if you search this in here and you hit one of these, you're going to get more, right? And so rather than you keep hitting them and looking, you can just go up here to this tool. Again, everyone should have this tool, in my opinion, and you can put... People also ask as many levels deep as you want to. So for 4 minutes, you can have five levels deep, which means they'll click five levels into there and then pull all the questions out for you. Super, super easy to do, in my opinion. And then you can just download them, and that will set you up to know all the stuff you need to write around this. So again, step by step, and I'm breaking this down pretty fast, so I'm going to slow down a little bit. As we build out collections like this, you're finding your H1, you're finding your H2, and you're finding the supporting keywords that need to be in on this page, your one keyword, one page bundle. And that goes into your 150 characters. That's it. From there, you are looking at the questions on the page to say, does this question belong on this collection to help someone shop on this page? If the answer is no, it doesn't belong on this page. If the answer is yes, then it's as simple as, can I actually write a whole article on this and link back to this collection? Or is it a very short response that'll pull a snippet on Google? I'm putting it on this page. And again, I'm putting it below the carousel. So you have some FAQs down here. Is this the right keywords? Maybe. What is a foldable kayak? I don't know whether that belongs on this page, but yes, maybe, probably. A lot of these are probably yes, maybe, probably. You just have to ask yourself whether they truly belong here or not. I don't like this question personally. What is the best folding kayak? Yeah, I'm not putting this one on this page. This is clearly its own article. This is a, oh man, I love this keyword. So almost every collection I've ever created has this keyword attached to it. And so if you're just listening, it's worth it. So is Oru kayaks worth it? Are Oru kayaks worth it? Are folding kayaks worth it? Are blank worth it? There's barely ever been collections where I don't find this, because we're selling brands people have heard of for the most part, right? Or items or like product types people have heard of. And so like, it is very easy to assume people are asking this question, but you can just go to Google, type it in. If it fills in the words for you, even if it says zero volume, people are searching for it. And so like, honestly, like you can answer this in much more than this for best folding kayak. You can answer this in much more than this for our folding kayaks worth it. And these are the type of articles that I would be writing to support this collection. This collection is likely something that can really do well for you if you can push it to the top of the results. And so you have to really adjust what you have on this page, decide whether these should be here or their own article or just be gone in general. So I love that you have them down here. I'm not shoving in these extra keywords here, by the way. If you're after more on the best folding, so just to be clear, you have a best folding kayaks 2024 page, as well as hitting it is a headline on this page. That's a big, big no-no. You don't want to do that. You're also talking about, you're hitting the question here. What is the best folding kayak? You're answering the same question on this page as well. So you hit it as a headline, you hit it here, and then you don't even link to the page, right? And then you kind of shove in some links down here. So first off, get rid of all of these links on the bottom here. Google has not been liking these whatsoever, at least through my testing. Adjust some of these keywords. You're just hitting too many. Some of them don't belong here. Some of them deserve their own page. And then your whole top part is incorrect. And I think if you do this across every collection on your site, you're going to see massive, massive gains in rankings. If that's not the case, I'll eat crow here live on the podcast for somebody, but like 100%, I promise you, you will see better rankings. The real question is like, are you hitting the right keywords in general? So you have kayaking as like your main collection. I don't know whether this is even necessary personally. You have foldable kayaks. You have inflatable kayaks. You also have like accessories and then like their own categories here. I'm not a big fan of having a accessories page in general. So kayaking and kayaking accessories feel like two collections you can just get rid of. And again, that'll lower your footprint, which is a good thing. Now, if you have kayak paddles, probably kayak helmets is probably not the keyword here, right? It's probably kayak helmets. Perhaps maybe these are meant for something else. Again, I'm not a big kayak guy. Life jackets, cool. You also have Oru kayak accessories, which I'm pretty sure I saw a keyword on that when we just were looking at that. However, I would put that inside of, which I don't even see a brand for this, somewhere in here. You should have a brand, I hope. An Oru page. I know you do. You don't have it linked up here, which is unfortunate. I would just make that a filter on the Oru page. So actually, I think if we get back to folding and go to Oru and then click on Oru, here we go. So I know you have an Oru page. Here it is right here, right? By the way, you still have a Black Friday sale on now. Kind of wild. I think it's summer there. Shouldn't you be selling all this stuff right now? That's crazy. All right. So you have this page, but it's not linked anywhere. Not ideal, right? And then you also have Oru Kayak accessories, whereas you could just have a filter for accessories where somebody can just click accessories. And then when you set, you can still have this menu item if you want to, but like sending them here would just go to this collection with a filter on it. Again, reducing your footprint. You just don't need to have this many collections on your site. Dry bags and pumps is probably a better keyword here. That's not just dry bags or pumps. I see this too often is you're inside of an industry, right? So you're selling whatever, pellet grills. And then the accessories that go with the pellet grill, you just call them that tiny little name, like, you know, flipper or tongs. And I'm just making shit up, of course. But you're going to want to have it like meant for a keyword that's actually being searched. No one's searching tongs, but they might be searching for like silicone tongs for pellet grill. Okay, cool. I want to have that collection, right? I want to show up for that stuff. So your dry bags for kayaking is probably a better keyword than just dry bags. I don't know what the keyword is, but you should do your keyword research. I actually want to show you something in Ahrefs first. So if we look at Ahrefs here, you can see this big spike. This happened to so many people in e-commerce because they were building out what Google wanted was these long collection pages. And so you can see you were doing well and then you fell off a cliff. And you can see right around, actually, it's my birthday there. Happy birthday, BK, July 11th. You can see right where this happened. It was a spam update, right? All of these updates in here are the ones that have adjusted for, quote unquote, helpful content. But what Google really wants is Google really wants you to build these shorter collection pages. So I don't think you're far off here when we look at some of these. I really don't. But you have to lower your footprint, right? So kayaking doesn't need to exist. Kayaking accessories doesn't need to exist. I'm working on building out the right keywords for the rest of these, shortening these collections. So I don't think boating needs to exist. Inflatable pontoons is a super interesting one. But again, there's a fair amount of content here. I don't think you need a super amount of content. But I bet this is one where you could win really well as well. Portable power stations is for sure something you should be going harder after, in my opinion. You only have, an H1 here. You don't have anything else going with it. Solar panels, you have portable solar panels. Again, I think you have an opportunity in this just from, experience in the US. I don't know anything about Australia, but I bet it's similar over there. Accessory, again, you don't need a accessories page. I would use a filter here. I just think there's an opportunity for you to go so much further here. There's so many other products you could get into, but honestly, if you just short up your products here, short up all of these collections, did a little bit better job. This shouldn't take you more than, a week to do all of this stuff by yourself and maybe with a little help from a VA or something like that. This is going to get you to a good place. And then the next thing you have to look at is all of the content. So I see that you have some content here. Oru Kayak versus Terravent. Now, what I couldn't find this in Ahrefs, so I'm going to switch screens here just so you can see for what you are ranking for currently here. Folding kayaks is your number one, but again, it's 12 traffic. Top keyword is foldable kayak Australia, which, side note for all you Australian folks and UK folks, I don't know why this is an appendage on everything there. Maybe, again, I don't live there, so maybe you get more US results than you do Australia and you're trying to get Australia specific results, but simply chucking Australia on the end of a lot of your keywords and putting it somewhere in the description tends to be something that is super beneficial. Same with UK. So doesn't look like you're showing up for much here. Obviously, I do think your traffic probably looks different than this in Search Console. Ahrefs is not perfect. But what I don't see is your opportunities for some of those blogs. Like I'm not seeing it at all. And maybe I just need to go to a shorter time period here. I collection, product. I don't see some of these articles on here. So often what you'll find is a keyword like this. So Oru Kayaks versus Terravent kayak. So let's go look here. So I am in .au, so I'm getting 720. Here is a supporting page you should write and pull your reviews into, Oru Kayak reviews. Let's go back down further here. It's interesting that like potentially Google's trying to lump these two together. That's very interesting to me. I don't think that's the case, but I wouldn't overlook that for sure. So what's hard for me is I'm not going to get the versus keywords from Australia. I'm going to get them in America. So TuckTech. Is TuckTech a brand that you carry? I'm not sure. Again, you don't have a brand dropdown, even though you have brand collections. It's a big no-no. Those are orphan pages. You don't want to have that. Here's one product by product. So the lake and the inlet, if I remember correctly. I don't even know how to get to the brand here. This is the downside of not having a brand menu. Let's go back to folding. Go to a product. Go to Oru. Okay, now we got to the brand. Let's see, see how inefficient that was. You're going to want a brand drop down. Very, very easy win. But I believe the, so you have Lake, Lake Plus, Inlet, LT, XT, ST, and we go back here. So Lake versus Lake Sport. This is an article you should write today. Lake versus Inlet, an article you should write today. Inlet versus Beach, I'm assuming these are two models. You should write this immediately. You should write Lake versus Lake Plus. If you write all of these and then, you know, link them back to your Oru collection. Now your Oru might not jump up, and that's fine because it's hard to beat brands. But likely, no one is searching this stuff. So I'm just going to pick one. We'll just do Lake versus Inlet. I'm still in .com.au. Is anyone here? So Flatwater Kayak Club wrote one. This is kind of all of them on one page, which can work. I'm not saying it doesn't. It can work. I would write them individually. And then you get Facebook, Reddit. This is the other article I told you to write from the same, probably one of your competitors is my guess here. Here's another article that is not the right one. So if I'm you, I'm either writing each one of these individually that we just found, or I am creating this compare page, which I will show you on Wellness Junction. Yeah, so we have this. This is actually a keyword. So you might have Oru Kayaks comparison, but Austin Air Purifier comparison is one. And inside of here, we do each one. Healthmate versus Healthmate Plus versus Better Machine, Allergy Machine versus Healthmate. These are all the keywords we found. We do, for the most part, rank very, very well for each one of these, even though they're a headline. We try to allow people to jump there and get to a product. I think you're going to be better served to break these out. But all of these that we just saw here, oops. All of these need to be created immediately. So all of you watching this, if you have a brand that has volume, you have these two. Likely people are comparing product versus product inside of a brand or comparing a brand to another brand, which is what we saw the article doing on the site, the TerraVent, I believe. I'm sorry if I don't remember the exact name. But you can see Oru Kayak versus Pakayak. Pakayak? Oru Kayak versus Inflatable. Oru Kayak versus TuckTech. Oru Kayak versus Hardshell. Versus Advanced Elements versus Packraft. Like there is so many versus keywords in almost every industry. And like, this is such an easy place to start. So take a note from earlier. Is Oru Kayak worth it? I bet is a keyword, right? Let's just find out. Oru Kayak's good, legit, worth it. Let's do R Oru Kayak's good. 10 a month. R Oru Kayak's worth it. 10 a month. So worth it, brand reviews, and then versus keywords. These should be the foundation of the first articles that everyone creates. Now, this is where I said the US and Australia is different. Australia, you saw there's like one person there for these, for a well-known brand. In America, I bet we would get a whole lot more. There's just more competition in America, but we have to go win on these long tails. That's where we win in the beginning, let alone that's the bottom of the funnel. People are comparing these things. They're ready to buy. And so like, why wouldn't, we're already running Google Shopping ads at the bottom of the funnel. Why wouldn't we also put our first pieces of content out at the bottom of the funnel and know that they're supporting the collection pages, which are a little bit further up the funnel, but have way more traffic. And so if we can rank for these and send links back to the collection pages, now the collection pages start to rank and they send real traffic in the middle of the funnel. And then eventually we'll get to the top of the funnel, which is, you know, what is an inflatable kayak? How do foldable kayaks work or some shit like that? Like really top of the funnel. And then they'll work their way down to the brands and then they'll compare brands and then they'll compare products inside of there. And we have all of that content in place. So we're ranking for all of them. They're entering at all different parts of the funnel. And that way we are constantly filling the sponge and not just squeezing the shit out of the bottom of it, which is what most people do. So I hope that was helpful. If I'm you, I'm searching for all of these keywords and I'm just getting them done as quickly as I possibly can. I think you have a real opportunity to do quite well in this space, if I'm honest with you. And I'm excited for you, honestly. A lot of people I see aren't even as far as you. So you did pretty well. There's a lot of tweaks that you can make based off this video. They're going to put you in an even better spot, but you already are way ahead of most people. So pat yourself on the back and then go get after everything that's left. So again, if you're watching this, listening to this on the free feed, this is what a Patreon can look like sometimes, or our YouTube membership. Again, we'd love for you to join. Go to our Dropship Breakthrough channel on YouTube, and there's a join button there. It is $20 a month, and we put out a show once a week. And if you're on Patreon, you are charged per episode. It's $5 per episode. Again, we put out one per week. We do teardowns, we do updates on our own businesses, we have guests on there to talk about random stuff. It's all sorts of stuff that's just not meant for the free feed, and so we'd love to have you over there. Come join us. And if you're listening to this on Patreon or YouTube as part of our membership, thank you so much for being a member. We really appreciate you. I think you got a little less edited version of this, and so thank you so much for bearing with me through some of the difficulties of this platform, and I hope you enjoyed today's teardown. If you'd like your business to be teared down, if you will, from an SEO front, from a Google Ads front, from a just a website front, or alternatively, if there's a website out there that you kind of model after that you'd love for John to look over, myself to look over, or anyone else on our team could come help us as well, Gemcow's a fun one to have on here to tear stuff down with. I'm sure there's plenty of other people in our audience that we would love to have on here as well. And so if that interests you, if it's your site or someone else's site, make sure you are a member on Patreon or a member on YouTube and submit your site, and we will see about getting you on the list to do a teardown in the future.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.